Part 1. Houses, like people, have their own reputations. There are houses that, by general opinion, are considered impure. That is, where there have been indications of some impure, or at any rate, incomprehensible power. Spiritualists have done much to explain such phenomena, but as their theories are not generally accepted, the matter of haunted houses is still as obscure as ever. In St. Petersburg, one of the many houses that possessed such an undesirable reputation was the characteristic castle of Paul, known at the present day as the Engineer's Castle. The mysterious manifestations, put down to ghosts and spirits, were observed almost from the very foundation of the castle. Even during the lifetime of the Emperor Paul, they say that the voice of Peter the Great would be heard there, and that the Emperor Paul himself saw the ghost of his great-grandfather. The latter event was recorded in the foreign reviews that found space to write about the death of Paul, and in the latest Russian book by Mr. Korbiko, and no refutation appeared. It seems that Peter rose from his grave to warn his great-grandson that his end was near, and the prophecy was fulfilled. However, Peter's ghost was seen on the walls of the castle, not only by the Emperor Paul, but also by some of his suite. In a word, the house was sinister because it was haunted by ghosts and apparitions who spoke of terrible things that came true into the bargain. The sudden and unexpected end of the Emperor Paul, on which occasion people instantly recalled the ghosts met by the late Emperor in the castle, exaggerated still more the mysterious and forbidding reputation of the gloomy house. From that time, the castle lost its former importance as a royal residence, and, as they say, went to the cadets. At the present time, this former palace is used by the cadets of the engineering department, but before that, it was lived in by the former engineer cadets. This was a still younger crowd of boys, not yet free from childish superstitions, who were, besides, sportive, mischievous, daring and curious. Of course, they all knew something of the terrible tales told of their gloomy castle. The children were very much interested in the details of these harrowing stories and fed on their terrors, while those who were sufficiently acclimatized loved to frighten the others. This was in great fashion among the engineer cadets, and the principals could in no way break them of this bad habit, until an event occurred which cured them of it once and for all. It is with this event that our story deals. Part 2. It was especially the fashion to frighten the new boys, the little ones as they were called, who on their arrival would hear so many weird stories about the castle as to make them superstitious and timid to the extreme. They were most afraid of a certain room at the end of a corridor that had served as bedroom to the Emperor Paul, where he had gone to bed one night, quite well, and had been carried out, dead, next morning. The old boys maintained that the spirit of the Emperor haunted that room, and came out of it every night to inspect his beloved castle, and the little ones believed it. The room was always securely fastened with several locks, but to a spirit, no lock or bar is of significance. Besides, it was said that it was possible to get into the room, and this turned out to be true. At any rate, a few of the older cadets managed to get in, and continued to do so, until one of them committed an outrageous piece of mischief, for which he had to pay cruelly. He opened some sort of secret aperture into the terrible bedroom, and managed to hide a sheet there. At night, he went there, covered himself from head to foot in the sheet, and stood by the dark window that looked out into Sadov Street, where he could be seen by anyone who happened to be walking or driving past. In playing the part of a ghost, the cadet certainly managed to bring terror upon many superstitious people who lived in the castle, or who happened to pass by it and see the white figure, all taking it for the shade of the late emperor. This piece of mischief continued for several months, and caused a persistent rumour that the Emperor Paul walked about his bedroom at night, and looked out on St. Petersburg from this window. Many were certain that the white ghost in the window shook his head and bowed to them more than once. The cadet, of course, was capable of doing these things,